I am Maria Crusaco. I am a professor and department head at the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at UConn. I came actually from a very traditional academic environment. You know, I grew up in Greece, which is quite rigid educational system. At the time, you know, my brother is actually dyslexic. And so I had kind of like watched, you know, how he struggled, you know, with this and how difficult it was for him to kind of like navigate, you know, things like writing and exams, you know, and things like that. But that was as far as I personally had experience, you know, with neurodiversity. So the idea behind the iCourses is that eventually, you know, we want to get to a point where accommodations are not needed, where every student has the ability to make choices on how to learn and how to be assessed within a course. You know, we believe that does not only benefit neurodiverse students, but it benefits all students. We are going towards a model of individualized learning where there's enough flexibility built into the iCourses, you know, to do that. So that's one part. The other part is that we want to incorporate a lot more active learning, experiential learning, you know, things that engage the students more with engineering applications, so to speak, in the real world. I kind of like see this as two different sides of the, you know, of the same coin. So I think that from one perspective, we absolutely need to remove the stigma, you know, associated with having a different kind of brain, because, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. You know, it's the system that makes you not be able, you know, to function the way that's optimal for you, right? If you were in a differently designed system, you know, it could be that the neurotypical people couldn't, you know, do, you know, the like innovate or bring the wonderful ideas, you know, that you bring about. So removing the stigma and then talking about how the system is failing the people and not the people the system, I think that's one aspect. But the other one is, I mean, if you make everything available to everyone, then, you know, clearly there's no reason to even feel like all the people are here and then you're over there and you're going to this place, you know, to get this special treatment, right? Because it's the same treatment for everyone. But so the discussion, the neurodiversity discussions are for us about building community and also about reducing the stigma and opening the conversation, you know, to more and more people. So that is definitely a big part of the initiative. Then we also want to provide like specific activities like, you know, career prep, interviewing, you know, as a neurodiverse student. And obviously, you know, if somebody's on the spectrum, somebody has ADHD, they're going to have different strengths in terms of, you know, presenting themselves in the interview. So basically talking about, you know, how one plays to their strengths, you know, in a traditional process is going to be one type of activity that we want to do. The other one is going and talking directly to employers and then talking about how you change the interview process, you know, and the working environment to play to people's strengths, you know, so that, you know, you can have like a more successful team. So increasing awareness among the more traditional engineering employers is another strand of the project. And then we also wanted to look into the pipeline coming in, you know, getting the students, recruiting the students who never considered engineering. We've actually looked a little bit, we've been talking with Arash a little more about these new technologies that are coming out, you know, from places like Harvard and Stanford, you know, and this like new startups, you know, that are, that use different kinds of technologies to, you know, to assist learning or to basically tailor the brain function to the learning, you know, to the learning process. And this is something that I'm still kind of like, we're still exploring and learning and see what's out there. We've started a little bit by using virtual reality and creating a virtual reality lab, you know, that is, you know, very useful in engineering, and especially, you know, for students with ADHD, you know, who have great like visualization skills, you know. So that's a type of technology that can help assist, you know, with learning.